It's called the Museum of Osteology. It's a one-of-a-kind place, but many of you are asking, what's osteology? Knowing the answer to that question should tell you what you'll find when we open the doors on this new museum, when the American Countryside returns after this.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Jay Villamorette has had a passion for collecting animal bones and skeletons since he was a kid. He began a business providing skeletons to schools for education, but he always had a desire to open a museum, a dream that recently came true.
We get a lot of our specimens from zoos, from the wild. There's no animals being destroyed for our purposes. For instance, our 40-foot humpback whale was a stranding off the coast of Cape Cod, and with the assistance of some friends, they collected the skeleton.
The Museum of Osteology has over 300 skeletons. They include man himself.
A lot of our human skeletons come from China. A lot of them came from India. Back in the day, India used to allow their dead to be exported. And up until recently, China allowed the very same thing.
Jay's museum is truly a place to learn and to be amazed. It's not just a display. He educates visitors on the inner workings of the animal planet.
We didn't build a museum for money. It's quite clear, I think, when you come through the door. I like to tease, my wife and I could have bought a small island and lived happily ever after for what it costs us to build the museum. At $5 a piece for admission, we've calculated it'll never even pay for itself in my lifetime.
He put his time and money into creating a beautiful facility on the outskirts of Oklahoma City.
It makes me feel very, very good to be able to see my dream come true, for one thing, and to share it with the world. It really is a good feeling to have a school group come in, and the kids, they come up to me and thank me.
Traveling the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.